HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. We're taking a break from the antitrust battle between Google and India's startups this week because it's Apple Week. The pandemic caused production delays, but Apple is finally ready to launch the iPhone 12. And they did announce the phone this week, and the 12 series is gonna come to India on October 30th. That's when it starts selling. You can start pre-ordering very soon. There are four of them this time, and while Apple says they're the best iPhones ever, as they always do, the company's market capitalization dropped by almost $80 billion as analysts reacted to the launch. In fact, the drop happened almost while Apple was announcing the devices. So the highlights first. There's a smaller iPhone 12 mini this time, and I must say, personally, I'm super excited about it because I've always wanted a small, compact device which still has these edge-to-edge screens, it's still powerful, and it still has a good camera. You don't find those anymore because apparently everybody wants big phones. I honestly don't know why. Let's cover the 12 and 12 mini first. Unlike last year, they have OLED displays this time, just like the Pro series. Although, Apple is gonna reserve the Super XDR feature, which is basically the best displays Apple makes, for the Pro series. Apple also says its displays are now coated with something called ceramic shield glass, which is supposed to be really, really tough. Now, I haven't seen a glass that doesn't break when dropped yet, but sure, let's find out. There are only two cameras on the 12 and 12 mini. There's an ultra-wide lens and a wide lens, and both have 12 megapixel sensors. The primary camera is the wide one, which now has f1.6 aperture, which is the fastest on an iPhone so far. And theoretically, that will enhance low light. Plus, the fact that Apple is now adding its night mode to all the 12 series phones basically means that you'll get better low light photography all around. Okay, on the Pro series again, there are two. There's the Pro and the Pro Max. And the whole Pro-ness, so to speak, is again in the cameras. They still have three cameras and with the same sensors, there are faster apertures here as well. But most of the changes seem to be in software. So Apple now has something called Smart HDR 3, which is basically computational photography software. For those of you who don't get this properly, computational photography is basically a technique where the software does most of the work. Theoretically, scientists have shown that computational photography can one day remove the whole problem of smartphone cameras being small. Google, Apple, Samsung, many other companies have been dabbling with computational photography. And essentially what Apple is saying this time is that they've improved the software. But, you know, it really comes down to how much the difference between this year's phones and last year's phones will be. And therein lies the problem in a way. The 12 series, for what it's worth, is still an iterative update. The design is more like the iPhone 5 and 5S, but with the new generation displays. They're flatter instead of being rounder. The Pro series can shoot photos in RAW format, something pro photographers will really like. But then Android phones have been doing that for a couple of years now. So it took Apple quite a while to really catch up in a way. In the end, the iPhone 12 basically comes down to an iterative update over its last ones. And that's probably why analysts weren't very happy with it. It also seems like a lot of people expected much more from Apple this year, which honestly I don't understand why, because pretty much everything was leaked earlier, guys. We all knew what was coming. And leaks nowadays pretty much tell you what's gonna come, right? So that's what's happening with the iPhone 12 as well. The big difference though is that Android phones usually sell specs. So a more expensive Android phone will have the best processors, the best cameras, and so on and so forth. That's true for Apple as well. But what Apple does is it keeps the hardware more or less in sync. For example, the A14 Bionic, which is their new chipset, is on all the iPhone 12 devices. What it changes is the features. So the Deep Fusion feature, which is basically the whole computational photography software, is reserved for the Pro Series. The Pro Series can shoot raw photos, like I said earlier. It is also very good for movie making and things like that. So in essence, what happens is that for those who have an iPhone 11 or 11 Pro, Pro Max, so and so, it's not a very big update. And you're probably blaming Apple right now. Don't. It's really hard to find a smartphone today that is anything more than an iterative update of its older variant. And while Apple may be a $2 trillion company, even they can't get around the fact that the smartphone market is really saturated in terms of technology. And this all really comes down to size. Yes, Apple now has a 5 nanometer chipset, but the whole idea of smaller fabrication processes being much more powerful has sort of failed over the years. There's very little happening in camera, there's very little happening in battery. So overall, smartphone makers are sort of struggling to decide what to do next. So unless Apple decides they're also gonna make folding phones like Samsung, it's gonna be a while before we see very big changes. Speaking of changes, the big change this time is that iPhones will no longer have chargers and headphones in the box. Now, this is something a lot of people do not like. And to be honest, Apple does have sort of a valid excuse for it. They're saying that it makes them more environmentally friendly. And the whole rationale basically is that for companies like Apple, there's a lot of downstream pollution that they cause. So basically, the more things that they put in the box, the more you have to manufacture, the more the number of raw materials you use, and these raw materials are basically pollutants at some level or the other. So by not making all of this, Apple is making the iPhone more environment friendly. The problem though is that Apple is also selling all of these things separately. They came up with a whole new line of MagSafe chargers and adapters for the iPhone, which you can buy separately from Apple, which basically means that Apple is gonna cut costs on what the iPhone costs to them, but they're gonna make you pay extra if you want these accessories either way. And that somehow breaks the whole idea of, oh look, we're environmentally friendly and this is the right way to go. And don't be surprised if in the coming few months you see Xiaomi and many other manufacturers follow this trend, and we soon see phone boxes which have just the phone and the warranty card. It's not really good for consumers, and we're not quite sure how good it is for the earth yet. There is good news though. The good news is that the fact that this is an iterative update means that the iPhone 11, iPhone SE and iPhone XR are still more than relevant. And Apple dropped prices on all of them right after announcing the 12 series. So if you were looking to buy a new iPhone this month in one of the sales, you can basically pick up one of the older models at a lower price and not compromise much. Now that definitely is something good for a market like India, because the iPhone 12 mini starts at ₹69,900, the 12 starts at ₹79,900, the 12 Pro starts at a whopping ₹119,900, and the 12 Pro Max starts at a whopping ₹129,900. So that's a pretty penny. But the iPhone 11, SE and XR are all below ₹55,000 nowadays, and it's a segment where a lot of Indians seem to be buying. In fact, I spoke to some analysts, they said that even though the overall smartphone market in India is expected to contract by 8% this year, the premium segment, which is basically the segment where Apple, OnePlus, many Samsung phones, etc. sell, is supposed to grow by 16%. So essentially, Indians are buying more expensive phones, but we're still looking for value. And when it comes to value, the iPhone XR, 11 and SE do give you quite a bit of value. So at the end of the day, don't be surprised if the festive sales for Apple in India are still driven by the older iPhones. And definitely don't be surprised if in the next few quarters you hear me saying Apple has gained a lot of ground in India.
So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Spark innovation across your federal agency with IT hardware, software, and services from Connection Public Sector Solutions. Your technology procurement challenges will meet their match as Connection's dedicated account managers offer exceptional customer service, and our extensive list of supported federal contracts means you'll always get a price that works for your budget. Learn more about innovation for your agency with Connection Public Sector Solutions at connection.com/fedcontracts.